From New York to New Orleans, you're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3 Podcast, your number one Christian podcast.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Minister LL3, and you're tuned in to my podcast, 10 Minutes with Minister LL3. We have a powerful topic that we're going to be discussing on today. We're going to be talking about putting your total and complete faith and trust in God. I'm going to say it again, putting your total and complete faith and trust in God. How many of you know that God is so great, that God loves us and his loves and his grace abounds in our lives? No matter what we may do, he still loves us. He still let his grace abound. And even though we may go out and do our own thing, even though we may choose certain choices or make certain decisions in our life, he still puts that string on our back, or he still puts that string on us and let us go and venture off and do our own thing. And then he calls us one day, and that's one day he calls us and he says, you know what? It's time to come back to the Father. It's time to come back to me. It's time to understand that I have a plan and I have a purpose for you. So God, who loves you, lets you do your own thing for a season, for a time, just so you could recognize how important he is in your life. How many know that we were doing our own thing? We're in the world. We were doing our own thing. We're having a good time. You may have been at a party or at a club, or you may have been, you know, having a few drinks or at a bar or doing your own thing and having a good time. You were living loose and nobody couldn't tell you anything, and nobody couldn't say anything about what you were doing. Your parents couldn't say anything. Your friends couldn't say anything. You were going to have a good time. You're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to enjoy yourself. But God called you. That was one day that God called you in this Christian walk, and he may have said your name so softly and said, you know what? It's time to come out of this mess. Why? Because you're destroying yourself. You're destroying yourself from the purpose and the destiny that God called you on this earth to manifest. You didn't know that? You didn't know that you had a purpose or a destiny? When God called you, he called you for a specific reason, and that reason was to birth a new generation of leaders. Now, how are you coming out of the world, coming out of your fleshly mindset, coming out of your fleshly consciousness, how can you birth a nation? How could you change the world? Well, that comes in a step-by-step process, and it's called spiritual maturity and spiritual growth. We're not all we didn't come into this spiritual relationship with God knowing everything about him or even knowing the word of God. We had to be developed. We had to grow up. We had to be equipped. We had to be built. And as we became mature in our faith, and as God began to build us up, and as we began to know him more, and as we began to develop a relationship with him, he began to give us more revelation or more of his word and more of his will towards us. And so as God begin to see that we trust him and that we love him and that we trust him enough that we know that he will work the situation out, even though sometimes in our own consciousness it doesn't seem like he is going to work out. What he wants us to understand is that as you become build and mature by your faith, you would need to know how to trust God more, because there's more that's going to be required of you. Because as a leader, and as you become mature, and as you become built up, God begins to use you more because he sees your heart. He sees your heart that it thirsts after God and wants to know more about God. And what he does is he begins to give you more assignments and more duties and more roles and functions in his kingdom. Because as you begin to develop, you begin to understand more, and then more can be given unto you because of your understanding or your consciousness that is spiritually aligned with God. And so it's very important as kingdom believers to understand and recognize what God is doing in your life, is that every day is a step-by-step developmental process so that God can require more of you, so that he can make you that leader, so that he can build you up, so that you can spiritually align a new generation of leaders. The church was never made just so one group of people can be leaders, and then after those people die or expire, then the movement is over. No, the church was made to build in leaders the keys and the tools that they need so that they can be successful to birth new leaders. That's what the church was created for. And so you being the church, you being the leaders of a church, you being the leaders in a church, you have the power and you have the ability that's been given to you by God. He strengthened you daily, strengthened you day by day to be able to connect with people and to let them know about your journey, also to let them know about your testimony, and also to let them know that they have some gifts and they have some talents and they have some attributes that God has a need for his kingdom that he has created in them, that may have to be polished, that may have to be geared and navigated. There's a lot of powerful people that are sitting in churches every day that has untapped potential. Why? Because nobody never told them that they have it, and nobody taught them that they can bring those tools out and use them from the kingdom. And so we have a lot of people that are dying. And when I'm talking about dying, I'm not talking about in the physical sense, but they're in a spiritual sense. They're becoming barren or unproductive because there's nobody to tap into those gifts to birth them out. And so it's very important to understand that God always wanted you as a person who's in the church, as a person who understands church life, not only understanding church life, but understanding that you are a Christian, that you are a saved person, you are supposed to be developed after becoming a member to becoming a leader. So it's not, it was never in God's intention for you to be 40 years a member, but it was his intention for you to move into leadership. Just like in the natural realm, if you're 30 years on your job, then you're going to be in some type of leadership position. Why? Because you learn the ins and outs of that job. You know how that job ticks. You know the main functions and roles and duties of that job. And so because you know the main roles and functions, you begin to be promoted, because not only will you make the job smoother for other people, but other people will begin to count on you for your leadership abilities. So just like in the world, in the spiritual aspect, in the kingdom, God is calling on those who have a great vastness, an understanding of the word, understanding of spiritual things, understanding of the scripture. He's calling them to come and to equip a new generation of leaders, equip a new generation of powerful people that he has called for his kingdom. And this is the season leadership to rise up and to begin to correct all this mess. There's a lot of mess in the church. There's a lot of craziness that's going around. It's because leadership has not rised up. But I do feel that this is the season that God is going to strengthen and encourage the believers by giving them true, authentic leadership so that they can be developed, so that they can be trained, so that they can move into the next season of their life. Well, we thank you for joining the podcast on today. Before I go, I want you to understand and be encouraged that God is doing some amazing things in your life. He's doing some amazing things, and he's getting ready to show forth his glory in your life like you've never seen before. I know you may not understand what's going on. I know you may not recognize what he's doing, but I want you to understand, long as you have your faith to believe who God is, that he's the one that saved you, that he's the one that you can have a relationship, and that you can begin to talk to him and let him know what's going on in your life, and let him know, Father, I'm trusting in you. Father, I'm trusting in you to work this situation now. You have the power to connect with him, and he shall move into your life. We thank you again for joining us on today's podcast. We'll see you again on tomorrow. And remember, with God, you're always empowered.
From New York,
the Big Apple,
to New Orleans,
Big Bowl of Gumbo.
You're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3 Podcast, your number one Christian podcast.